You're listening to Sweet Life. I am Brooke Peterson. Thank you for listening to LanceradioRadio.org. Our next guest comes to us from a little closer to home. She's Dr. Elizabeth Shadman, instructor of physical geology and earth and space science. Dr. Shadman earned her doctorate from Caltech in 1997 and has been teaching at PCC for 6 years. Before landing back in Pasadena, she worked at Cal State Northridge, Syracuse University, and the University of Paris. Much of her past research focused on field and laboratory studies of various plate tectonic boundaries, including the very famous San Andreas Fault. Dr. Shadman has also performed geologic studies in Mexico, Vietnam, Morocco, and France. Geology is located in the Natural Sciences Division here at PCC. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Shadman.
You're welcome.
Wow, you got to travel all over the world doing your job.
Well, that is one thing about geology is it's a field science, and so there's a lot of opportunity to travel.
Yeah, that sounds... And when you're there, do you get to tour around a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, in fact, you sometimes get to go to places that tourists wouldn't go. When I was working in Vietnam, we went in the northern part of Vietnam to areas that people just weren't allowed to go to. And villages and people would come up to us, kids would come up to us and look at us very strangely, like, you know, we were tall and we were white. Right. So, yeah, it's actually a wonderful way to see other parts of the world.
I didn't even think about that. So I guess I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Let me back up just a bit. Tell us in layman's terms, for people who don't know as much quite yet, what is geology in modern day times? What do you do now?
Well, the geology courses that we teach here are basic geology courses that focus on rocks and minerals, resources, plate tectonics you mentioned earlier, and how earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and things like that are all somewhat identifiable in terms of where they occur. They're not random. So geologists study the Earth's surface. We study everything from the oceans and the atmosphere to the interior of the Earth. The Earth's magnetic field is generated way down deep inside. So we really look at all the different physical aspects of the Earth.
Okay, all right. And what attracted you to geology to begin with?
Wow, that was a long time ago. I actually took a summer course in Wyoming between my high school and college years. I was going into the University of Michigan. And they offered a summer course in Wyoming for 6 weeks in geology. And it said, start your college career with 6 credits in the natural science. I thought, why not? And I was hooked after that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What hooked you?
Well, I had never really hiked. I didn't come from a family that was very outdoorsy. And I just fell in love with being out in nature. And I loved the camping. And geologists are a certain kind of breed. They like to hang out around the campfire at night and chat and play guitar. And it's just kind of an interesting group.
Okay. Well, I would like to talk more about that. So how would you, to broaden the description, what sorts of people do make good geologists?
Well, geology is very attractive to people, like I said, who like the outdoors, mm-hmm. People who like to hike, people who like to camp. But also, it's a science where you have to be a very good observer. You have to be able to learn what to look for out in the field. And so a lot of students that I take in my introductory classes out on trips, for example, like a little 2-hour trot to Eaton Canyon, many of them have been there before, but they never noticed the rocks yeah. or the landslides or other features. And so they get excited about it. They're like, wow, I never looked at it this way. Yeah. So I think once you are kind of hooked into looking for clues everywhere, you get better and better at that. And so that's something that I think a lot of people enjoy.
Okay. And how much would you say of being a geologist is outdoors?
Well, you can certainly have a career in geology that never gets you outdoors. Okay. There are geochemists, there are geophysicists that work on either computers or in laboratories as their sole working source. So you don't have to be outside, that's for sure.
Okay.
But you can be as much as you want. There are needs for field-oriented geologists in a lot of different areas of society.
And when you go outside into the field, what exactly are you looking for? What are you doing?
Well, it depends. That's a huge question.
Okay.
You might be working for a consulting firm, and so you're going out to look at safety issues related to some construction. There might be landslide regions or areas of flood hazard. So you might be looking for those kinds of things. You might be looking for faults that can generate earthquakes. You might be looking for fossils that can tell you something about Earth history. It really depends what you're out there for.
Okay, okay. Well, you mentioned consulting companies. Where else might geologists land?
Well, there are a lot of different fields that need geologists. So environmental consulting, mm-hmm. Environmental geology is looking at hazards and issues related to societies. So as our population explodes, there are people living closer and closer to dangerous areas. Mm-hmm. So you could work for a government. You could work for a university. You could work for a private firm in consulting. You could also work for the U.S. Geologic Survey. So there are government there are government-based organizations. There are, as I said, a lot of environmental-related things mm-hmm. where you might be doing a lot of work with crops or biological subjects, but they still need a geologist in there.
Now, to do these jobs, does it require further education? It sounds like since you said it's such a big field that you might have to specialize and really just make a decision. Is that right?
Well, there's a range. There are jobs that are appropriate for associate-level degrees because they want to train you.
Okay.
Geotechnical corporations want their people to come in to be trained. They don't need a bachelor's or a master's. But certainly when you get a bachelor's or a master's, you're now eligible to work at higher-level kinds of jobs that might involve more sophisticated techniques like oil exploration, mineral exploration, things mm-hmm. like that.
Well, how popular is this field? Is it very competitive?
Well, I've been told by my colleagues that there's going to be a big vacuum pretty soon of needing geologists and not having any there.
Ooh, listen to that. That's good stuff.
That's right. So in terms of it being a popular, I don't think it's something that many people seek out at first. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think just like me, they stumble upon geology and then they say, wow, this is exactly what I love and I'm going to get a career doing what I love. So people tend to fall into it and then they just, you know, get stuck and they love it. So
yeah. Well, I noticed, you know, you also teach Earth and space science, which I would never have thought necessarily of a geologist. So how does that fit in?
Well, that course is particularly designed for pre-service teachers. So somebody that wants to teach elementary school has to reach certain science requirements. And so Earth science is a broad class. It covers geology, but it also covers oceanography, astronomy, and meteorology. Mm. And so that one, you know, there's a big focus on things like global warming, the interaction of the atmosphere and the oceans, and then planets, astronomy, galaxies. So it's a fun course.
It sounds massive.
Yeah. Well, the students are at first overwhelmed, but then I have them coming in every day. Dr. Shadman, guess what I just found out about this meteorite that crashed in Russia and hit all these diamonds that no one knew about? And that was yesterday.
That
actually
sounds like a film script that needs to be written or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the subject is fun to teach because people like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they like to find out about earthquakes and volcanoes and meteorites.
Well, speaking of earthquakes, you might have been in the area for Northridge in 1994, yes? No?
Actually, I was a student at Caltech, but I had been in the field. My doctorate was down in Mexico. And so I went down there 3 months a year, usually in the winter because it's cooler, to map and study the field. And so I missed it. I was gone for I think I left about 2 weeks before it happened, and I came back 3 months later.
Okay, now, as a geologist, when that happens, are you kind of like, oh, no, I missed the big one? Or are you kind of glad that you went around for...
Oh, no, I was very, very bummed.
Yeah.
We look forward to earthquakes in the, in the geology departments. So, yeah, I was bummed that I missed it.
Right. Now... So as far as everybody, you know, when you're trying to find a vocation and a job, you want to know there's jobs out there for you, which we have already, you know, talked about, and that there might be plenty of openings coming up soon. And you said that you can get a job as an associate and be trained there, which is exciting. You don't need to go to grad school necessarily. But how well do these pay? Like, I know there must be a big range from A to B.
Sure, sure. And I think, as I understand it, starting salaries can be anywhere from 30 or 40,000 to 80 or 90. And so that's what I understand right now. The thing is, the more we go into the future, the more need there's going to be, because we're going to have more and more environmental issues that are going to affect the whole world. Mm-hmm. Global warming, melting of the Arctic ice. You know, there are a lot of things that people kind of shrug their shoulders at now, but really in another decade or so, it's going to be staring right at us. And so there is going to be a need for people who understand those processes.
Got you. So, yeah, that would be the modern evolution of, I guess, you know, your vocation.
Right.
Just the way things were changing.
Right.
Now, last question. What do you think is, well, what is your favorite part about what you do? What do you just love about a geologist?
Well, I have really shifted from research to teaching. And I think one thing that I love right now is when I see my students get that kind of aha moment. Yeah. You know, sometimes my students come up to me after their final exam and they shake my hand and they say, "Thank you. This course was so cool, and I was so worried about it. And you showed me that there's all this stuff that I can understand and that the Earth really matters." And that feels great. That feels super.
I imagine so, especially, I guess that's why you chose teaching, I guess, you know, for that aha moment.
Well, yeah, there are all kinds of reasons why I ended up where I did. But I am very excited about the future, the near future of teaching as well in geosciences.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Now, stay tuned. Let me just reintroduce you. That was Dr. Elizabeth Shodman. She is an instructor of physical geology and earth and space science here at PCC. Thank you again. And coming up next, don't go away. We are going to take a very short break. We'll be back to talk to a once Navy enlistment officer, now a PCC student. You're still listening to Sweet Life on LanceraRadio.org.